The pirates jumped on it like cats upon a mouse.
"Very pretty," said George.
"But how are we going to get away with the treasure when we have no ship?"
"You tell me, George," shouted Silver. "You and the others lost the ship. I found the treasure. But I'll not be your captain any longer."
"Silver for captain," shouted the pirates. After a moment, the sea cook smiled.
"George," he said, "I think you'll have to wait a while before you get another chance to be captain."
Early in the morning, Dr. Livesey came to the stockade.
"We've a surprise for you, Doctor,"
Silver called out.
"We've a little stranger here."
The doctor was now inside the stockade.
"Not Jim?"
"The very same Jim," said Silver.
The doctor stopped.
"Well, well," he said.
Then he went on.
"Let's see these sick men of yours, Silver."
A moment afterwards he entered the house. With one look at me, he went to his work among the sick.